You're listening to SBS News.
The Veteran Suicide Royal Commission is to conduct an in-depth analysis of systemic risk factors leading to serving and returned personnel taking their own lives. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has released the terms of reference for the inquiry, which will be led by former New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Nick Koldis.
I believe at both a federal level and at a state level, doing all we can to support our veterans as they struggle with the demands of their service. The death of any veteran is a great tragedy, and we remain committed to addressing that. The ongoing impact of service, including preventing future deaths by suicide and providing opportunities for healing.
For Julianne Finney, these are words she's long waited to hear. Her son David was a member of the Royal Australian Navy for 20 years. He took his own life in 2019. Ever since her son's death, Ms. Finney has led a tireless campaign for a royal commission. This announcement from the Prime Minister has brought her some relief.
It is a relief, but over the last few years, my trust has been eroded, and I'm looking forward to reading the terms of reference. Although I've seen the draft terms of reference and they looked okay, it's certainly a relief to have the Royal Commission finally starting, but I want to see the final terms of reference, and there's a few things that really need to be done to make this open and transparent.
Nick Koldis, who will be heading the national inquiry, was chief investigator for the United Nations investigation into the use of chemical weapons in Syria. It's one factor considered by the Prime Minister when naming him to head the inquiry.
The inquiry will be led by Mr. Nick Koldis, APM, former Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales Police Force, where he commanded around 14,000 staff members and a budget of more than $2 billion. Mr. Koldis has extensive international experience in law enforcement and peacekeeping, including as Director of Internal Oversight Services for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, and as Chief of Investigations for the United Nations Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons in Syria.
Former Queensland Supreme Court Judge James Douglas and Peggy Brown, a psychiatrist and national mental health policy leader, will assist Mr. Koldis. The Prime Minister says the inquiry will look at more than 500 veteran deaths by suicide since 2001.
The Royal Commission will be able to inquire into any previous death by suicide, including suspected suicide. It will be conducted independently of government, including the Departments of Defence and Veterans Affairs. In making recommendations on systemic issues, the Royal Commission will be informed by the individual experience of defence members, veterans, and their families and support networks.
The terms of reference are wide-ranging, looking at the common themes among defence and veteran deaths by suicide, including the recruitment process, posting history, the transition between deployments and after service. The inquiry is to examine all aspects of Australian Defence Force service and the experience of those who transition to civilian life. It will look at the availability and quality of health and support services, as well as issues facing ADF members and veterans, including family breakdowns, housing, and employment. Private sessions will be available for witnesses. Also to be looked into are any systemic issues with access to support services and the Department of Veterans Affairs. The inquiry has been welcomed by veterans such as Heston Russell DS, who says their voices have been heard.
It was great going through the terms of reference today and seeing line by line all of those recommendations being included within this. So there are a number of key takeaways there, including that veterans working together have had a positive impact on this process, which is great for us in the veteran community now to keep working together towards this, and that the conditions are set. The terms of reference are broad, and there is nothing restricted or removed from them. So the conditions are set for this to really be off to a great start.
Culture within the Australian Defence Force and Department of Veterans Affairs will also be examined, along with other circumstances like access to housing, financial hardship, and lived experience of suicidal behaviour. After having long resisted establishing a national inquiry, the Prime Minister relented in April. But the change of leadership in the Nationals last month led to another delay with the appointment of a new Minister of Veterans Affairs. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese was not impressed by the government, but rather by the efforts of the veterans community to establish a royal commission.
Well, it took a long time for them to agree to have a royal commission. and I pay tribute to Julianne Finney and others in the veterans community who fought long and hard against a government that was determined to not have a Royal Commission. Now, it's important that this Royal Commission be got right. I think it's unfortunate that the government hasn't consulted the opposition about the terms of reference or about the appointment of commissioners.
A permanent National Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicides had already been established. The Royal Commission is due to provide an interim report on the 11th of August of 2022 and a final report on the 15th of June the following year. Heston Russell says this is progress.
I don't think there is any victory in this, there's just progress. For me, the victory comes in helping to show veterans when we work together we can achieve great things. And I hope that that is the continuation that moves forward. But there's so much more work, and the heavy lifting, in my opinion, actually starts now.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.